Good afternoon, everyone. You're listening to CKMS Radio 100.3 Sound FM. This is usually the agriculture show, but today we're going to try something a little different. I'm still your host, Jeff Steger, and with me today is Mr. Douglas Watson. Hi, Douglas.
How are you? How you doing?
Good. I'm so glad you came in today. It's just something a little different for us. We're going to talk a little bit about the blues scene in Kitchener-Waterloo, and you've called this area home for quite a while now, right?
Yeah, for actually around 14, 15 years I've been right here in Kitchener-Waterloo, providing the blues for you.
And so you've had the chance of performing at numerous local bars and probably at also the Glen River Blues. Glen River Blues, I don't want to forget those guys there.
Yes.
But what I was trying to say was, the Kitchener Blues Festival.
Yes. Yeah, so. I played a part. I kind of opened it up for the Kitchener Blues Festival on a Friday of August 8th, and it actually turned out very successful.
Well, and so we're just checking. I've got a few songs of yours. We'll play them.
Okay.
But there's also just a whole bunch on YouTube, and so we'll maybe try some of those. So what I have to listen to for us right off the bat is, let's play a song first and we'll talk some more.
Okay.
And I have, from your Voodoo Healing album.
Right.
Songs like Trouble Always Around Me, Let the Good Times Roll. Nicole, what would you like to hear?
Let's try Let the Good Times Roll.
Let the Good Times Roll. That's a great
song. Yes, sir.
Okay, folks, stay tuned. We're going to play a song here from Douglas Watson on the CD Voodoo Healing, and we'll get back to talk to Douglas shortly. See you in a bit.
Hey, everybody, let's have some fun. You only live once when you're dead to die. Let the good times roll. Talking trash. You wanna have some fun, y'all? You gotta spread some cash. Let the good time roll. Let the good time roll. I don't care if you ever roll. Want you to get it together. Let the good time roll. Watson's in town, and they got a down the quarter, y'all. I'm just a rain the cloud. Don't let nobody play with cheap. I gotta make this in order. I'm gonna keep. to get it together and have a good time. If you're young or old, don't care. If you're young or old, want you to get it together, get it together, get it together, yeah. And let the good times now. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was a great song, eh?
Oh man, long time ago. That's my first CD.
And that your first CD?
That was the first one, yeah. I actually recorded at this station, CKMS, long time ago.
Yeah, so that would be back at the Kevin Doyle was a
yes,
DJ.
Yes, he was. He was the DJ, Kevin Doyle. You know, they used to own the Boathouse.
Yeah. I wonder what he's doing these days. He's put a lot of work in the Boathouse, but hopefully he'll be able to come back with his skills and start something else up again.
Well, you know, he's been in this music business a long time, so, you know, he should probably get himself back in the music business somewhere in this city.
I think so.
You know.
So how far, that was your first CD. You have one more since then, right?
Yes, I got another one that was nominated for a Maple Blues Award.
Mm-hmm.
About 2 years ago, actually, in Toronto. It's been a while since I, been about two or three years before I decided to put another album out. I'm actually working on another album right now.
Great.
You know, I was awarded with a grant, actually, to do another album, so I'm pretty happy about it right now.
And just a matter of getting together the artists.
All
the artists are all so darn busy, and to get everybody together for one time to sit down and do the music, it's not always easy, is it?
No, it isn't, man. It's a lot of work, you know, trying to organize and arrange. I think I'm a pretty good arranger, you know, but mm-hmm. things are going as well as it can be at the moment, mm-hmm. you know, so we're just trying to get organized at this moment.
So you got that on the go. You have a band you usually are playing with for the last few years. Pete Temple's in that one.
Chris Latta,
yeah.
Magic Lukasiewicz,
yeah.
And Pat Rush.
Yeah. And so that's, I know I'm involved with this a social group, Partner Dancing, and you've become quite popular with them. This is the Swing Dancers, and I think the people in Ottawa really like you up there.
Oh, man, and I absolutely love the Swing Dancers, man. You know, when they're out there dancing, when we up there on the stage, you know, they give us a lot of energy, mm-hmm. give us a lot to go on. We play off of them, and they play off of us, you know, so we have a lot of fun with them, you know, when you guys out there dancing, you know.
Well, I think that on behalf of the dancer, I'm sure it's a two-way thing, you know. Boy, you are just a lot of fun to for social dancers. Your music really breathes. I think we talked about that.
Yes.
But it's a swing beats. Is your favorite?
Yes, it is.
I mean, that last time we played, Let the Good Times Roll. That's just got that good backbeat that just feels so good, don't it?
Hey, man, that's where the music coming from, you know? Got to get it from the one. Give it that backbeat. When you got that backbeat, you got a lot of rhythm in that backbeat.
And we'll play another couple of songs like that. But you do play other genres as well. Like I think you've done some gospel, I think, on... I know I've seen you at the Kitchen Blues Festival Sunday morning with Diana Braithwaite and... Chris Whiteley.
Yeah, Whiteley, yeah.
Yeah, that, so how often do you get a chance to do some gospel?
Man, it's been, you know, it's been so long since I get a chance to do gospel. You know, I try to actually go to church as often as I can because, you know, being in the Lord's house is an inspiration, you know,
mm-hmm.
as well as, you know, giving a lot of inspiration to the music part of it, you know, and gospel is my first love, and being able to get a chance to play along with Chris Whitley and Diana Brathway, you know, it's a pleasure.
Yeah.
You know, because I don't get a chance to play this gospel very often on stage. You know, off stage, a lot of my material is a lot of gospel influence.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I love Shirley Caesar, you know, and a lot of these guys out there, gospel groups out there. And it's a big influence to me, you know, to put this music out, you know, and every music that I put out have a gospel influence.
Like most musicians, you've probably dabbled in all kinds of different genres.
Yes, I have.
Any other genres of music that you've done? You just go ahead, country, western, jazz. What do you like to do?
Well, I got into UZEP as a fusion funk.
Okay.
You know, for some reason, I really enjoyed the bass player in UZEP, and I looked at what's his name? Victor Wooten.
Okay.
And there's a couple of more of the gentlemen, the bass players that, like myself, that I've been watching on YouTube a lot, you know, trying to learn from another perspective of playing, you know, another style of playing. And I actually like UZEP. He's very, very consistent, you know. Timing his groove is great, and I enjoy his bass playing.
Okay,
know.
So a little bit of fusion stuff going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, fusion jazz, you know. I love it.
Yeah, well, that's it's a challenge too. Like the jazz is noted for its really like meandering or just not necessarily consistent type of. That's that pure jazz stuff.
That pure jazz, yeah. Man.
And but there's jazz influences and lots of other things. So.
Yeah. I love the jazz. It's a good. I learned a lot from playing jazz. A lot of different chord progressions and notes and stuff like that that's mm-hmm. being played in the jazz field. You know, but like I say, my dad, you know, always played the blues, and I always been around the blues ever since I was a kid,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I started off at, listening to the blues, and from the blues to disco and R&B, and it was pretty good learning these different trades of music, you know. It was hard, but it was pretty good.
So I just been looking here from some YouTubes, and I just wonder about you've got a thing called that you did a song, Merry Christmas Baby.
Oh,
you want to talk a little bit about this before we play it?
It was. I was just learning that song. I never knew the song. I always knew just the first verse, "Merry Christmas, Baby."
Right.
You know, and when it came on the radio, I used to sit and listen to it a lot. But I never did the song myself until I was asked.
All right.
You know, they was putting on a show at the Hughes Room in Toronto. And one of the songs was a Christmas show, and they wanted somebody to do that song, so they gave it to me, and this is the first time that I ever did it in my life.
All right, well, let's enjoy that, just show the versatility of that Douglas here, and we'll be back at the bottom. You listen to CKMS Radio 1.3 Sound FM here in beautiful Uptown Waterloo, 108 King Street North, and just hang on to your socks, your folks, we'll be right back.
Merry Christmas, baby. Feeling mighty fine.
Well, that's pretty good, Douglas.
Wow, you know, that's my first time actually hearing that on YouTube.
Well, you know, it's like everything else. We're everywhere nowadays, you know. And so there you are on YouTube with a Christmas classic. And boy, touch wood, hope we're not too close to that time of year yet. But I guess
we'll be here soon. We'll be here pretty soon, man. You know, spending more money and trying to do more shows.
Yeah. Well, it can be a very busy time for bands in the fall when it comes time for Christmas parties, and people want to get together before Christmas.
So. Yeah, that's true. You know, it's a joyful time in the part of the year it is. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's always good that everybody can get together. You know, and spread some good cheer with each other. You know,
yeah.
And some good feel and some happiness, and you know, over Christmas.
So you've played all over town in the Kitchener-Waterloo area. Just give us an idea of some of the different places you've played. You're a local artist. This is your home, and just a great. It's just great that you've been able to stay here and entertain people. You know, just I see you frequently at Bobby O'Brien's, but you must be at a million different spots. Let's mention some bars, and then
Bobby O'Brien's is one of them, and I played the Starlight. I played the Legion Hall.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually going to be at the Legion Hall
Okay. Pretty
soon, actually, right. On the 8th of November, 8 o'clock, and with a Coffee Temple opening act. And I played Boomer's Basement Bar.
Yeah, I remember that place.
The Hive, when it was called Harry's.
Okay.
You know, man, it's quite a few places I've played around.
And in the bigger.
Ren 21. I played that for the Blues Festival.
Got it. Yeah.
What an awesome bar, man.
Yeah, nice little spot. You're in the front of the blow back. Yeah.
Ren 41 is an awesome bar.
Yeah.
I enjoyed the manager, the staff, and that's about it. A few places I played here in town.
Okay.
You know.
And of course, Toronto, as we did from the Hughes Room thing, do you. Toronto is a lot of places, and all over the province too. Like you were Ottawa, I know you've been up there, but you've probably been to London and all that way too, I would think.
Yes, I actually used to be at the other side of Five. I did that for 5 years, and from there to Old Chicago's in London, Ontario.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and unfortunately that bar closed down. You know, and Irish Scotty's, the Irish bar, and London, Ontario, and the Whatley Roadhouse. You know, I'm going to be at the Whatley Roadhouse actually pretty soon on the 2nd of November.
Okay.
It's a Sunday afternoon jam that they hold every Sunday, and with the Village Blues Band.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great band, you know. They get a great crowd, and the food there is great, you know, and the atmosphere is wonderful.
So there's lots to the blues scene in an area. There's artists like yourself and venues to play at. But we're lucky here, I think. We have a blues society. And
yes.
So they...
And they're supposed to be putting on a fundraiser this coming couple of weeks now.
Yeah, you know what that's for? That's for those guys that won the contest to go to the Memphis...
Yes.
World Blues... That's the wrong word. You might know. But basically...
Yeah, the CIBC Memphis Blues Competition.
Yeah, it's meant to bring together all the local winners from all the communities, and then they have a big old week-long party where all these individuals and bands from all over the country play, and they're judged and given an award if they're the top of the bunch there. So.
That's true, that's true.
Yeah.
You know, so they're supposed to be putting that on the 25th of October at Edifice, I think.
Now, that really helps the scene. You're a musician. It helps the scene a lot when you have associations like that, blues associations.
It actually does, actually. It's kind of bringing everybody back together.
Mm.
You know, the ones that haven't been coming out and seeing what's going on in the blues community,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they advertise that they putting on a fundraiser, you know, and a lot of people actually do comes out,
mm-hmm.
you know, to support this fundraiser. And I don't mind giving my time mm-hmm. to help the blues society any way I can.
Well, the music scene needs musicians like yourself. That's the first step. Then you need publicity.
Yes.
Whether that's in the local papers or radio stations like ourselves, local stuff.
I actually made a paper on a Saturday afternoon.
Yeah.
Saturday after the Blues Festival.
Yeah.
I actually made the front page of the paper. And
so this kind of builds that community. community
part. It builds that community up, and I really appreciate that, you know. That it surprised me. I didn't actually find out until that Monday that I was in the paper. You know, and even my band members didn't even call me and tell me.
Yeah.
You know, but that was the first time I found out that I was in the paper there, you know, front page paper. And it was very unique that they, you know, they looked out for the blues community and everything, you know, the paper. And I'm pretty happy to see that.
And I was thinking something that's just recent now, but maybe not when you were growing up, was the local Blues Society has a workshop for up-and-coming artists, teenagers and stuff.
Yes, the Blues Camp.
Blues Camp. Now, in the scheme of things, Douglas, how does that fit in? Like, did you have that available when you were younger, or are you just thinking this is the greatest thing ever?
That is the best thing ever, man, that they bring the blues out to the kids, you know. Yeah. And when they came across with the blues in the schools, I was really proud to see that was going on, because letting all the kids know and feel what the blues is really all about, you know. When I was growing up, we didn't have that. You know, if you wanted to hear the blues, you had to be around somebody that was playing the blues.
Right.
So, and you would go down to the fish market in Chicago, Illinois, where I'm originally from,
mm-hmm.
you know, if you really wanted to hear the blues outside, or go to the blues festival. That was the only place that you would get a chance to hear the blues. But other than that, you know, if you wanted to hear the blues, your mother and parents, your father, mother and father had to take you out
right.
to see the blues
right.
and had to be okay with the owner of the bar to let a kid inside the club. So I had it easy. Actually, you know, because my dad was always...
As a musician,
yeah. You know, piano player.
Mm-hmm.
And he always had guys coming in and rehearsing with him. So I got a chance to absorb. Absorb the blues.
All right. Well, I was thinking that, you know, that's so cool, though, that there's a lot of young people who may not normally hear the blues, but if they get that one-time exposure... in public school or the blues camp,
yes,
that may be just the way that that really increases your community.
Yes, it does increase your community.
Like some of the most unusual, you know, as people grow up, their mutual interests and abilities, unless something's there to spark it, it doesn't happen. And there could be a pile of good blues players out there.
Uh-huh.
And so there's a chance for just somebody who wouldn't otherwise not see it actually to participate or enjoy it.
Yeah. So how do you like this good the blues community, by the way?
Well, me, shoot, you know, I'm very lucky. I find it great. There's so much for all the same reason we're just talking about here.
Yes.
That we have the right combination of artists and media.
Yes.
And bringing up young people, and enough of a large community where you can have enough of an audience who would come out to blues venues.
True that.
Because, I think blues is probably where all great musicians start,
mm-hmm.
but it's the hardest, it's very hard to become, like, you know, wildly popular, wildly financially successful in blues only.
It's pretty hard to do that.
Like,
you know?
I'm thinking like Eric Clapton, you know, great blues man, still does some blues.
Oh, yes.
But he made his meat and potatoes on... more pop music.
Pop, classic rock.
Right.
Kind of, yeah.
But you can't learn those guitar skills or those presentation skills unless you've done some blues before.
Yeah, that's so true. You know, I had the pleasure of playing with Eric Clapton years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I was on the road with AC Reed and the Spark Plugs.
Great band.
Yes, you know, I was with the man for 10 years, and I traveled all over the world with the gentleman. And we got to meet a variety of professional musicians, like, you know, B.B. King and Muddy Waters and John Lee Hooker, you know, and all these guys that I had a chance to play with because of my dad, Lovey Lee, of course, you know, been playing with Muddy Waters for so many years,
mm-hmm.
and AC Reed, getting a chance to play with a lot of people. I got a chance to get on the road and meet these people and actually get to do a show with them, you know, and I didn't know the company that AC Reed was with. It was Alligator Recording Company.
Yeah.
And they sent us on a European tour. And I actually, you know, got got to meet Stevie Ray Vaughan in the studio once when he was on AC's album.
Okay.
And then we got a chance to open up for him in Pistoria, Italy. And, oh man, it was amazing, you know, that I got a chance to see him again and walk him to the stage and have, you know, and reminisce about old times and
right.
people we have played with over the past. You know,
yeah, yeah.
We had lots of fun, man, over in Europe, man. I wouldn't ask for better. That was the way I learned.
Yeah.
By being out there on the road for 10 years playing the blues.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that boy, what great education, because being a musician, being an entertainer, a performer, is certainly have to have the skill set, but it is also that presence of mind that you're on a stage and to sense what the audience wants and do that.
Yes, man. You know. I saw B.B. King took hold of an audience and just hugged them all.
That's
the way it felt like.
Yeah.
It felt like B.B. King just hugged the audience because everybody was right there with him,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they was having fun. We opened up for B.B. King for 3 nights and with A.C. Reed for 3 nights in Mississippi. And for the last night, he put his band aside and let us play with him.
Oh, great. Yeah.
He let us do his show with him.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the first time I ever sat and played with B.B. King for one set, mm-hmm. for 1 hour. I got a chance to play with him for 1 hour. And I was back a kid then. I was probably about 26, 27, something like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Then I got a chance to open up for B.B. King once again with Sean Kellerman.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Sean Kellerman, Sean Kellerman's an excellent guitar player.
Yeah,
he's just a wizard, man.
Yeah.
Wizard of a guitar player.
Yeah.
And I got a chance to open up for B.B. King for his 80th birthday, you know, years ago.
Yeah.
So, and I miss playing with Sean. It's been a long time.
Yeah, he's Sean's a local kid, and he's done well, and he's traveling and performing, and occasionally he's back in town. And
yes,
see
he
him
is.
And,
got to see him with Bobby O'Brien.
Yeah, he was there last Wednesday. So.
Yeah, he was excellent, man.
Yeah.
Excellent show he put on.
Well, he just knows how to start and set that first few chords of the guitar, and then everyone knows where this is going.
Yep.
And real fast.
I love it. I love it, man. The man knows how to put on a show, you know?
So, you know, it made me think of, I was thinking of fellows like yourself who have come from other larger venues with lots of experience and how much it benefits our local scene, up-and-coming artists and local artists to work with fellow artists who have other skills like yourself from being
yes.
in the wider world. And it's just, I think it's changed a lot. You know, I think you remember Mel Brown.
He
brought something to this area that we'd never had before.
That's
and
so true.
He was honored with the Waterloo County Hall of Fame some years ago. So
yes, he
because
was.
Because he was, you know, he just was really an artist about you guys from the same caliber, and that you came from a distant scene with a huge skill set,
mm-hmm.
and they called this home and helped with setting the pace here for
yes.
how things are going to be, you know.
True enough.
So, you know, like I say, you asked me what I think about the blues scene. Well, I think we're just really darn lucky.
Yeah, wow. Thank you. Thank you very much. I really appreciate that, you know. I think we are lucky, too.
Well,
you know, yeah. to have you aboard and listening and participating and, you know, and enjoying and dancing to this music. You know, like I say, the swing dances in this city is a very big part of this city, you know, and the people enjoy watching you guys dance
yeah.
to this blues.
Mm-hmm.
Like I always enjoy watching you dance into the blues, you know, always have. And of course, you was one of my favorite dancers out there.
Yeah, well, there's lots better out there.
I know it is.
And what the
it was your rhythm, I guess it was,
yeah.
you know.
What Doug is talking about is in the area there is a social group right now sort of headquartered with the Hepcat Hoppers over in Herb Street, and that group will teach lessons in swing dancing. And
yes.
once you have people having fun together, then they want to hang out together, and they're out and about doing all these things like going to Douglas Watson shows and what have you. So,
oh man, it was lots of fun.
Now we better play another song here, just because we should. And I've got the other three or four songs from the. Voodoo Healing album here. Any particular choice? Got Sweet Home Chicago, Broken Hearted Man, Joint Is Jumping, Out in the Cold. Trouble's Always Around Me.
Trouble's Always Around Me.
Okay.
That's an original song, actually.
Okay, well, that's perfect. Then you play that.
Okay, that sounds good.
Okay, folks, you're listening to CKMS Radio 1.3 Sound FM. It's Tuesday afternoon, and we're going to play talk to Douglas Watts a bit more, but we're going to now play his song called Broken Hearted Man, and as he said, he wrote it himself, and just stay locked in. We'll see you in a bit.
All right. Oh man, that was so long ago.
Yeah. What's it like to write a song? You know, you sing so much, you play so much, and every once in a while I guess you figure, well, if I was going to write a song, it would have this in it. And
it was kind of funny when I wrote this song. You know, I was actually living with a friend when I wrote it, and I went downstairs in the basement for some reason, and she kind of disturbed me a little bit, you know, and the only thing I can think of, you know, was trouble always around me, what I'm supposed to do. You know, it's always a rivalry. You know, things weren't going the greatest at the time. Yep. You know, and that kind of inspired me to write that. You know, that song, because it was a troubling time.
Well, you know, they often say the blues music is the happiest people, because
that's true.
And so there you've turned a situation into something, an upbeat song, and makes, I think everyone can identify to that, like, oh crap, everything's going for a crap right now. You know, but then on second sober thought, think, well, let's carry on, you know.
That's right, you know. And they say, you know, what you gonna do? So you just carry on.
That's right.
And, you know, and I enjoy writing that song, and I actually re-recorded it, you know, on my latest CD.
Hmm. Yeah. Okay, good.
Yeah, I re-recorded that song.
All right.
And I love it, you know, the way it's played, and the group that I've been that I'm with, you know. I'm surprised that Magic wasn't on that CD, but he's Magic Lukasovich. He's on the new CD, and you know, he played a good job on it. I so enjoyed the way he played it, you know, and the saxophone player and everything, you know.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. You've had a bunch of guys you've been playing with for a pretty regular time now, and professional, put on a good show.
Thank you.
And got all together, and you keep the bar crowd happy and the dance crowd happy, so that's not too bad.
Well, you know, like I always say, and like all my father always say, it's all about the people.
Hmm.
The music is about the people, you know. You play for them, not for just for yourself.
Yeah, and it's
you know,
that's a lesson you can only learn after, you know, lots of being aware, sense of what's going on, and lots of experience. Because for a while, a beginning musician is just getting used to the fact that they have this skill set, trying to match it up with the crowd. There's a lot of variables going on.
There's a lot of variables going on. you got that right. You know?
You just gotta kind of have the ability to kind of pick
and choose people that you know you're playing for. That's you know, right, and then you look at the audience and seeing how much energy they're giving to you. And when they're giving you that energy, that makes things all so better.
Right.
You know, and we give it right back to you. I provide for you. All you have to do is give it back. We can bounce, but all we know, bounce back and forth as long as we can, as long as the night going on, you know, and it makes it fun.
So it just occurred to me now as you're talking, Douglas, with all nights of entertainment, like when you go out and perform, it's always that first song. So what are you telling yourself until the crowd gets into it? And like, how do you just get that first strum and that first feel so you can get the evening started? What goes through a musician's mind when they walk in and it's 8:30 and the band's supposed to start?
You know what? Nobody ever asked me that question before. You know, and I actually thought about that, you know, a long time ago. You know, that first note that you play when you go up there. Well, when I go in a bar, tell you this story here. When I go in a bar, I looks at everybody. I looks how they feel, how their night is going, if they laughing or if they sad or, you know. I look at the audience. The audience tell me what to do. And it's not an easy thing to teach.
No.
You know? It's the audience tells me what song to play or how to kick the night off, you know, because I looks at everybody and I try to feel everybody's moods.
Mm.
And that's what set my groove. That's what set my night, you know. And then I searches and see where everybody level is.
Yeah.
You know, because you got people over here that's feeling one way and people over to the left that's feeling another way. You know, so I go over to the left side as well and bring them into what we're doing with the right side. And then the middle comes in. So, and then we having a party.
Yeah. Wow. And when that happens, it's a good thing because, you know, on any given day, you might be a Friday crowd or a Saturday crowd, a little bit different mindset. You know,
a little different mindset.
It's either the end of the week and they're tired, or it's Saturday and they're ready for a party.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's been just terrible weather or really good weather and you got to kind of bring that into the creation of your music set for the night too.
Seriously,
when what's on the news? Did a bridge fall down, or did we win the Olympic gold or something?
That's so true.
What's the mood that day?
That's the mood that day. You have to judge the crowd. Yeah. You always have to do that, and sometimes you just got to look at one person. One person will set that mood for you.
Hmm.
You know, that one person. That happy person that's in there, or that sad person that you want to make happy, you know, by being there listening to you. You want to make that person happy as much as you can. So you try to thrive on it, you know, drive on that. And always look people in the eye. I always look people in the eye.
Yep.
This is a habit of mine, you know, and it tells me a lot about how they're feeling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and how the music is going, and do it feel good, you know, and that's what I judge.
I was just looking through some of the songs that's on the playlist here, and it occurred to me that maybe it'd be good to be playing some of these ones. I see there's one here. It's you did a song with Pat Rush called "The Down Home Blues."
Yeah, that's my home.
All right, so maybe we should play that at some point here. I guess we could. I only had a few more things on my list here. I guess we, how about we play this, and then we'll get back to talking about some web pages and upcoming shows and stuff.
Sounds good.
All right. Here we got Douglas Watson Band with Pat Rush, and just stay tuned, folks. We're gonna be having a good time, and we'll see you in a bit.
Thank you. town was a pepper.
Yes.
So that was the Kitchener Blues Festival this last year, 2014, August the 8th, and you were there with Pat Rush.
Yes, I was, man. It was a pleasure getting a chance to play with a caliber musician that way. You know, he used to be with Johnny Winters and Jeff Ely.
Hmm.
That's who he used to play with, you know. And unfortunately, now both of them is up in heaven with the maker.
Yeah, that's true. And,
you know,
Jeff Ely had a great career, but short. And he even had himself a radio show for a while on Jazz FM.
Yes, he did.
This is a great show.
You know, and unfortunately, Johnny Winters had a long life, you know. That's mm-hmm. good that he had a long life, you know. And I hope that, you know, I'm be able to have me a long life too, because, you know, both players that Pat Rush played with moved on.
Yeah, that's true.
And I'm hoping I got a good long life. I think I would.
Yeah, I think you would too. Boy, Doug, we've had a real hoot here this afternoon. We're getting almost to the end of our hour.
Yes.
And, but we do want to, a few more things we should talk about too, and that is things like web pages. Where are you on the internet? I guess you have a Facebook page, for example.
Yes, I do have a Facebook page. Actually, you can get from my website, you can get to my Facebook page.
All right.
As well. My website is www.douglaswatson.com. Mm-hmm. Pretty straightforward. You know, why to make it difficult for anybody? It's just like going for an interview. They don't want 2-3 pages long.
No. just get you started somewhere and we're good.
Yeah, get you started, you know. But yeah, I'm also on Facebook and Twitter.
Yep.
You know, as well, you know, if anybody would like to get a hold of me, you know, please email me. I'm Douglas_Watson, the number 2@hotmail.com.
My goodness, I don't know if I can remember that, but they people can get, if they get to DouglasWatson.com, they will find all these secrets out. And as far as upcoming shows, first, I guess you want to mention that you are doing a weekly jam at Capers.
Yes, Capers Sports Bar over there on Queen Street, mm-hmm. Queen and King.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually on King Street. If you can't make a left on Queen Street from King, but it's right there. And I'm playing with Johnny Lee. He's from the Mel Brown's band. Mm-hmm. And he's the keyboard player for Mel Brown.
Mm-hmm.
And now he plays at Bobby O'Brien's every Wednesday night,
mm-hmm.
you know, with the blues band there that we all go to. You know, we love our Wednesday night there. And he decided to put a jam together with just him and another person. And the first week was Josh Miller. The second week was myself,
mm-hmm.
you know, and we had 40-some people in the club last week. It was great. We had a great time, a lot of dancing going on. And now this week again would be the three of us, me, Josh Miller, and John Lee, you know. So we're going to have us a good old time this weekend, this Saturday afternoon from 3 to 6.
Well, you know, the talented musicians, it only takes a few to sound like a whole good band if they...
That's right. Well, we're working on that. We're trying to get the full band in there now.
If they get all your downbeats in and play some of that stuff, it sounds pretty darn good.
Oh, I guarantee you the downbeat is there, you know, because I do also play percussive bass player.
Okay.
You know, and it adds a little bit of a drum feel to it, mm-hmm. the bass, you know, and give them a tempo to go on. So
you also mentioned another upcoming show. It's going to be at the Legion over here in Regina Street.
Yes, right? It is. Yes, yes. We're doing this, I think it's the 8th of November.
Mm-hmm.
We're playing at the Legion Hall with the Douglas Watson R&B Review Band.
Yes.
And we have an opening act, Coffee Temple, Mo Coffee, and Pete Temple is going to open up the show for us. And
I like those guys. They got a good
stage
presence. They're a little talking back and forth.
Yes, they do, don't they?
Nothing too frantic, just
just putting it together.
Yeah.
I like them guys too. You know, Mo Coffee is really talented musician. You know, he's really down to earth kind of a guy.
Yeah,
you know, and that's what I love about Mo. You know, he used to have a radio show, and we actually did some on his radio show up in where I think we was in Guelph. Yeah, I used to have a radio show in Guelph, and we did something there. And now he's on the road playing the music, and he's doing very successful, man. And what I'm hearing, and I'm liking it, you know, that the music is going good for him. He's been trying a long time.
Yeah, we're so lucky to have so many different kinds of music to listen to. It's just great.
Man, Kitchener-Waterloo got so much talent in this city. Yeah. It's unbelievable. You know, I just found out myself, you know, how much talent is in this city. Two guys that I really like the most in this city, they're a duo. And they call John and John Street. I love them guys, John Brent and John. I don't know his last name, but they call John and John Street, you know.
Yeah. Because
both of them named John.
Yeah,
so.
Why not?
And these two guys, they play at Bobby O'Brien's every Thursday, you know, Thursday afternoon. So
okay.
I like that. Yeah. I like them boys.
So this is two guitar guys?
Two guitar singers, two guitar players. And these guys play play a little everything.
Okay.
Perfect. You know, from R&B to classic rock, you know. And I like listening to these guys. You know, they've been around a long time, and you know, I like going out and listening to other people as well.
Yeah,
you know, as well,
that's myself. Part of your job as a musician is to go out and see what's going on out there.
Yes, it is.
You pick up networking, you're picking up contacts, you're picking up other skills, people, how do people handle themselves, and what's popular. It's good to go out and see these shows. And
that's true. You
professionally
know,
and for fun too.
And professionally and fun. That's yeah. right. That's what we get out of it. You know, I enjoy doing what I'm doing, and I just thank God to get that He's keeping me alive and keeping me going the way I'm going.
Yeah.
You know, my kids are my inspiration right now, you know.
Yeah.
So that's what's keeping me moving forward, you know, to make sure I take care of my little ones.
That's a good point.
That's my inspiration.
Life can be hard, so you need to go with what makes it worth doing. So
that's right.
Good to hear.
You know, so people, go to my website, you know, and take a look at it, you know, if make some comments or whatever. Like I say, I'm also on Facebook.
Okay.
You know, feel free to get a hold of me. Douglas Watson is my name, and, you know, just look me up. You'll see my face. You know, that nice mic in front of my face. So give me a hook up with me and let me know what's going on and what you think about the CD. And, you know, feel free to order it off of iTunes and Amazon. And, you know, it's going well. So I'm working on my new album now. So y'all watch out for it.
All right. That's good. Well, look, boy, this has been a hoot, Douglas. We've had a great time today. And I'm just so glad you could come in and we could talk a little bit about the music and what's going on in the area. So that's super.
Thank you very much. It was my pleasure.
We're going to play out with a song. One of the ones I really like what you did. It's a classic. It's down Sweet Home Chicago. Who doesn't like that?
That's right. That last song was Down Home Blues.
That's right.
Yes.
This is just as good.
This is just as good. Thank you very much.
Okay.
God bless you all.
All right, folks, we'll talk to you later. See you next week, and we'll play out with Douglas Watson, our guest today, with Sweet Home Chicago. See you again next week.
Some of yours, baby, and I say yes, some of mine. Come on, baby, don't you wanna go back to my big old city, Sweet Home Chicago?
being 16, I might not be so good looking, but I got a long time to live. Come on, baby, don't you wanna go back to my big old city, sweet home Chicago? I come on, baby, don't you wanna go? Come on, baby, don't you wanna go back to my big old city, sweet home Chicago? I come on, baby, don't you wanna go? Chicago.
That's my hometown, though. Yes.
Broken-hearted man, y'all, trying to find a road again. Don't matter which way I go, always come to an end. I went down the highway, I went a little too far. Went down the highway and a little too far. Feeling so sad, it's my brand new car. It don't matter which way I go, always go.